This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle within us the fire of your love. Take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Please be seated. So I got really snarky with somebody this week, and I'm not proud of it. And I did it in a group, actually, and I had to make amends to that person last Thursday. And thank goodness he forgave me. And then I had to apologize again on Thursday. So in our lectionary, the readings that are set out for us in our three-year cycle, this particular week, we had a choice of two different scripture readings, either Baruch or Malachi. And weeks ago, I knew that I would be preaching this weekend, and in preparation, I sent an email to Charlotte telling her that I wanted Baruch as my reading. So on Thursday, I'm looking over the leaflet already printed, and it's Malachi, as you heard. So I went to Charlotte and said, you know, and she's here, so she's my witness. I said, so I think I sent you Baruch. And she said, no, I'm sure I changed it from what it was 3 years ago, and I made it Malachi. I said, no, I don't think so, and I was positive. So I went and checked my email. I was wrong. So I had to tell Charlotte I was sorry. Now, these two things might be little things, but when they build up and up and up, they weigh on us, right? And every little thing matters. Every little thing we say or do that we know is not right, and we all have plenty, it matters. It matters. And making amends to the people involved in those moments, either small or big, it's so much easier if we do it right when it happens. And if we haven't and we've got amends to make, there's always time. It matters. And now I realize that to be embracing this Advent journey, especially in this week, as it turns out, I needed to spend a little time with Malachi, Charlotte. I did. Because it's all about allowing God to refine us. And I needed to take a look at my own behavior, my own thoughts, my own heart. And we are all called to this, especially in Advent. It's how you do Advent well. And I say do Advent because Advent is an action time where we are preparing for the coming of the Christ child. We prepare in many different ways. And this preparation is a gift to us. It is. It's an Advent gift, not a Christmas gift. It's an Advent gift. And in this preparation for the Christ child in all moments, in all times, in all places, in all things. So it's similar to how we prepare our homes. If we're going to have company, I don't know about you, but I have to clean. So you clean your house, get everything ready, make sure everything's just so. And if you're like me, you notice things that you might not have noticed otherwise. So the cobwebs in the corner, this little table that's all cluttery that I never really, didn't really bother me before, and now it bothers me because I'm seeing it through the eyes of my guests, and I want them to be happy. I want them to feel welcome. I want it to be orderly and cheerful. It matters. So in this Advent time of preparation, it's the same thing. We center and we see things through the eyes of God in preparation for the Christ child. I found this cute yet poignant video that I'd like to show you now, and it's it comes out loud to begin with, so just be prepared. It's 2 minutes. So we are here in this haven. That's why we call it a sanctuary. And hopefully in this Advent journey, we can look at our body temples in the same way, this haven for inner preparation as we prepare the outer. And John, if you'll put the screens up, you'll see, you can go ahead and put them again. So you'll see that we started last week with hope. Today is all about peace, which comes from, you know, we let go little by little, making amends as we go, and it brings us peace, I guarantee you. But look at the space over here, right? We're making room for the next 2 weeks, and those themes are love, are joy and love. We're making room. So whatever you see in here, there's a theological component to it. Just like this week, you'll notice we have Christmas trees. But you don't see lights on them, do you? We're not going to have the full-on decoration until Christmas. But next week, there's going to be a little more green, Michelle tells me, as we prepare and we prepare our inner hearts to receive this gift of God and see it with different eyes. So how do we prepare? Three ways that I've taken for today come from three of the parts of our scripture today. What a concept, right? We go to scripture to find out how. The first one, obviously, is the gospel, where we repent and forgive ourselves, forgive other people. Secondly, we go back to my old buddy Malachi as the refiner, to allow God to be the one refining us like a silversmith. And thirdly, from Philippians, once we do those things, our love and our compassion overflows more and more, just as you hopefully saw in the sign coming in. That's not just some pie in the sky, Pollyanna thing out there. It's the focal point, because once we do the difficult work of our inner preparation, our joy and compassion and love overflow. Overflow. So first of all, we'll take them one at a time. The gospel. Allow me to get your attention the way that Luke got their attention. He set the stage historically because he was writing, remember, 60 years after the events happened. So he set the stage for whoever was reading about who was in power at the time. So, allow me. In the second year of the United States presidency of Donald Trump, and Rick Scott was governor of Florida, and Bill Nelson was senator, and Stephen Grant was mayor of Boynton Beach, during the priesthood of Marty Zladik, Wendy Tobias, and Mary Naughton at St. Joseph's Episcopal Church, the word of God came to the people who came to church on Sunday, December 9th, at the 9:30 service from John the Baptist over the centuries, a guy that was then and would be today considered like, I don't know what's wrong with that guy. He's a little unkept, probably dirty, probably smelly. And yet this is who God chose to be our prophet, to be the prophet. And he cried out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make the paths straight, smooth out the rough places by turning back to God, forgive one another, and all will see the salvation of God. We have to be willing to repenser, rethink, turn back to God, repent again and again and again and again. It's not about perfection. It's about turning to God and allowing God to do the work, which takes us to the second point. From my friend again, Malachi, we prepare by getting over ourselves, by getting humble, and allowing God as a silversmith to refine us. I have a story. There's three ladies, they're going to Bible study, and this was the scripture that was theirs to study that week. And so the third verse in this third chapter of Malachi, they came to, and it says, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. So one lady really wanted to investigate this a little bit, and she thought she'd go to a silversmith and find out about the process of how silver is refined. And so she did just that. And she didn't tell the silversmith why she was doing this. She just went. He told her about the whole process. And when he finished telling her about the process, she said, sir, do you sit while the work of the refining is going on? Oh, yes, ma'am, replied the silversmith. I must sit and watch the furnace constantly, for if the time necessary for refining is exceeded in the slightest degree, the silver will be injured. Well, the lady at once saw the beauty and the comfort of the Bible verse, he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. She thought, God is always guiding us to become more and more refined. And like the refiner, the Lord is never distant from us. In that refining, always watching, always guiding, always reassuring, and yet, this is the tough part, not getting in the way of those tough choices, those tough situations, those tough decisions that we have to figure out on our own. But in the knowledge that Christ is right there with us, watching, ready to give us guidance and support and foundation. Well, before she left, then, the lady asked one final question. She said, sir, how do you know when the process is complete? And he said, well, that's quite simple, really. When I can see my own image in the silver, the refining process is complete. So, to prepare in this way is to get humble enough to allow God to refine us, to help us return more and more into the image and likeness of God in which we were created. More and more into the image in which we were created. So God can see that working uniquely now through us, not as empty vessels, but uniquely as you. Third one. From Paul's letter to the Christians in Philippi, Paul wrote this letter when he was in prison, and he was joyful. He had hope. He had peace. He was writing to them, thanking them for spreading the gospel and for holding him in their hearts while he was going through what he was going through. And what he told them in the heart of the reading, you'll see as the prayer there, that what is where we take the message that's out on front, hopefully for everybody passing by to have some hope and peace in their lives, is that he said, and this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight. And once we do, steps one and two, repent and forgive, right? Allowing God to refine us, we cannot help but share that with others. More and more. And here's the thing. When we're willing to surrender, When we're really willing to surrender and allow God to do that within us, we are the ones that have peace within us. And so, doing Advent can be difficult. We want to rush right in to the Christmas time, right? And we hear all of this going on all around us. I, for one, am really happy for the remote mute button on my television for those ads. It's a little tricky, but be warned. Once we commit, everything unlike God is going to come up for healing when we sit in the silence with it. However, whatever your spiritual discipline is, everything unlike God is going to come up for healing because now we're seeing things in a different way. And we let go, and we let go, and we let go until all that's left is God's unique image as us. May your Advent be filled with hope and peace in doing Advent. Amen.